Travel, where friendship blossoms. International Peace Garden celebrates U.S.-Canada bond. Veterans on the Road is an American Legion project to identify state-by-state attractions for those who have served in the U.S. Armed Forces and their families. A dedicated website is now in development to highlight historical sites, military bases with public access, sacred places, special events, and routes of honor. Readers are encouraged to submit their favorite destinations at legion.org/legiontown under the category Our Travels. Caption: U.S. and Canadian flags fly over the International Peace Garden. End of caption. Founded in 1932, where U.S. Highway 281, the American Legion Memorial Highway, crosses the U.S.-Canada border in North Dakota, the International Peace Garden has more than 80,000 flowering plants, a pollinator garden, a kitchen garden that supplies fresh produce for an on-site cafe, test plots for new seeds, floral flags, and formal gardens. In addition, the site has a conservancy and interpretive center, a historic lodge built by the Civilian Conservation Corps in 1937, hiking trails and picnicking and camping sites. Canadian Remembrance Day and U.S. Veterans Day are recognized here each November 11th. The U.S. and Canadian flags fly side by side, symbolic of a time-honored international friendship. In August 2019, American Legion riders on Team Legacy gathered to begin their southward centennial ride along the highway, where they rendezvoused with Team Vision coming up from the southernmost point of the highway at the Texas-Mexico border. North Dakota. On the Lewis and Clark Trail, managed by North Dakota Parks and Recreation, the Lewis and Clark Interpretive Center near Washburn covers the expedition's stay during the winter of 1804 to 1805 and highlights the history of the Mandan and Hidatsa peoples, as well as the trappers, traders, and other explorers. Art and history galleries and a replica of Fort Mandan, which Lewis and Clark built during their stay, are open to visitors. North Dakota is one of 16 states with points of interest along the 4,900-mile Lewis and Clark National Historic Trail. Learn more, including the locations of museums and visitor centers, at www.nps.gov/lecl/index.htm. Fargo Air Museum. Aircraft representing a century of aviation are housed at this museum, just off Interstate 29 in Fargo. Visitors can see everything from a replica 1902 Wright Brothers glider to a modern Predator drone and other military aircraft, including a World War I-era standard J-1 trainer, the oldest airplane in North Dakota, a World War II P-51D Mustang fighter, the Bell UH-1 Iroquois Huey helicopter, a B-25 Mitchell bomber, and others. The museum also has military exhibits and memorabilia, an extensive library, education day camps, speakers, and seminars. FargoAirMuseum.org. Theodore Roosevelt National Park. President Roosevelt's days as a cattle rancher in North Dakota's Little Missouri Badlands are revived in this unique national park. His courtship with the area started with a buffalo hunting trip in September 1883. By the end of that 15-day visit, he purchased the first of two ranches in the area. He moved there in the summer of 1884, following the deaths of his wife and mother. Roosevelt sold the last of his ranching interests by 1898, but later said he would not have been president had it not been for his experience in North Dakota. Today, the national park includes three separate parcels. The north unit is 50 miles from Interstate 94. Called the Grand Canyon of the Little Missouri, it's known for rugged beauty, wildlife, and camping. The South unit includes the Maltese Cross Cabin, Roosevelt's first ranch home, which is open for viewing at the South Unit Visitor Center. The Elkhorn Ranch Unit is the site of Roosevelt's remote home ranch along the Little Missouri River. Only the foundation stones remain from the cabin. Theodore Roosevelt National Park also has the third highest concentration of petrified wood in the United States, and is one of few national parks where visitors can see free-roaming horses. Note, there are no lodging, dining, or other services available in the park. nps.gov/thro/index.htm. Dakota Territory Air Museum. Located in Minot, this museum has a rotating display of World War II airplanes in its Flying Legends hangar, including a Spitfire, P-40E Warhawk, C-47, and many others. The outdoor display includes aircraft flown by the 5th Fighter Interceptor Squadron from 1960 to 1988 out of Minot Air Force Base. Military memorabilia, civilian aircraft, and displays are included, from the early days of North Dakota aviation to Operation Iraqi Freedom and women in aviation. DakotaTerritoryAirMuseum.com. National Buffalo Museum. Founded in 1991, this museum houses a 10,000-year-old bison skull, a complete skeleton of an ancient ancestor to the modern buffalo, and the Buffalo Hall of Fame. There's also a collection of pioneer buildings known as Frontier Village and live buffalo grazing on the grounds. Stagecoach and pony rides also are part of the summer offerings. BuffaloMuseum.com. Routes of Honor. North Dakota State Highway 22, from the South Dakota border to the junction of State Highway 23, is recognized as Veterans Memorial Highway, established in 2019. American Legion Memorial Highway's northernmost miles end in North Dakota. The nearly 1,900-mile route along U.S. 281 was officially dedicated in 1960, also passing through the Dakotas, Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas, connecting Canada with Mexico.